Pleased to go to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline right now to welcome to the show Tennessee offensive coordinator and tight ends coach Alex Golish. Alex, we appreciate you taking some time to join us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? I appreciate y'all as well.
Yeah, and you guys are getting ready to have players report and open up camp. This is your first time on the show, so we thought we'd start out easy. Do you guys know who you're going to start at quarterback for the opener against Bowling Green?
Yeah, this is awesome. This is actually what I was expecting as the first question.
I kid, of course.
We are excited though to go through the next couple of weeks here, figure it out, and go with the guy or guys that that'll give us the best chance to bring winning football here to Knoxville. So I'm excited for the opportunity here over the next couple of weeks.
Alex, when you're looking at the person that you want leading the offense, and when Josh Heupel is looking at the guy to be the leader on the offensive side of the ball, what are some of the characteristics that quarterback has to have to get on the field for you guys?
Yeah, Heather, I think it's twofold. Obviously, you've got to have the physical skill set to be able to do what we want to do offensively. We've been fortunate. You know, I've been with Josh for a year. We're fortunate there in Orlando to have a guy that can kind of do it all. And I know his previous couple of stops, same situation, had guys that could kind of do it all, be able to get us in the right situations, be able to have incredible timing and ball placement in the pass game, and be able to make really, really good decisions with the football. That's what we're trying to get to here, is who gives us all of those traits to be able to give us the best chance to win. The other component to it is who is that guy in the locker room that can lead and guys can rally around. So I think both those aspects are really important. Obviously, physically, you got to be able to get it done, and the off the field stuff's got to match too. So that's what we've spent the last 5 months trying to figure out is the off the field stuff. I think is kind of unfolding itself. The guys that are still here are the ones that are ready to go and compete and roll, and it's the on the field stuff that we got to put these guys in situations to compete and try to create as much game like real situations for those guys to navigate through and give them all the tools to be able to go be successful. And at the end of the day, like I said, there's going to be one that rolls out there at the beginning, and he's got to encompass all of those things for us to be able to say, hey, this is the guy that's going to take this program into the future.
We're talking to Tennessee offensive coordinator and tight ends coach Alex Golish as Tennessee begins fall practice next week. What did you learn about the offensive personnel, do you think, in the spring? What questions maybe do you still have as you begin practice next week?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think so much of the time was spent in the spring putting our system in terms of teaching these guys how we play, teaching these guys how we do what we do and why. And I think the guys that learned it really quickly gave themselves a chance to show what they can do. And I think there's a handful of guys that we left spring and said, wow, can they really handle it? And really have caught up as we finished up spring and have been here all summer. So I think the biggest thing as we've learned what these guys are able to do is now us as coaches putting them in the right spots to be successful. And it's across the board on the offensive line, getting the five best and then putting them in positions to be successful, and then figuring out who that sixth and seventh and eighth is. You've talked about quarterback, tight end, figuring out who the rotation is, that receiver position. There's a bunch of guys that haven't played a ton of ball. How do we navigate through that? And there is talent in there. There are some guys that are just young. And so how do we put those guys in the best positions to be successful? And being successful early in the season to gain the confidence you need to, as you get into conference play, to have success there. And then that running back spot is so wide open that it's going to be fun to navigate. We left spring with questions answered in terms of what guys are, who can learn, and who can operate within the system. I think there's still a lot of question marks for us in terms of who, in terms of where, if that makes sense.
What is the process of also changing the mindset? You touched on guys that just don't have a lot of experience that are very green when it comes to on the field playing reps, but there's also a lot of guys that just haven't experienced a bunch of success since they've been here at Tennessee. What's it like changing that mental process of believing in what you guys are telling them so that they can experience a more successful season?
Yeah, it's a daily must-do task. I think that the word culture probably comes to mind, and I know it's a little bit overused in coaching right now, but ultimately that's it, right? You come in every morning and you are literally fighting for the culture of this program. The buy-in and the confidence level is so critical in what you do. I think confidence comes with preparation. And so it's been selling the preparation part of it to develop confidence. And from a standpoint of these guys believing, I think the guys that are here, they are here because they actually do believe in what we're doing. And you're fighting daily to keep that going and keep growing within that. But it helps coming in. I've been in it long enough that you've come into successful programs, you've come into programs that maybe were struggling. I think the fact that we had success offensively at the previous place at a pretty staggering rate, I think that Coach Hype's success over the last 15, 20 years offensively, it gives you instant credibility. I think the fact that Josh had success in this conference as recently as 3 years ago as an offensive coordinator running not the same offense, but a similar system to where you get instant credibility. I think guys, young people right now, because they've got information right at their fingertips, they'll fact check you on what you're doing. And I think the fact check comes back as, man, at least the numbers show that we've had success offensively. So, the credibility is there. The daily fighting for your culture on our side of the ball is real, and you're fighting like crazy to get these guys to believe. And like I said, I think confidence comes with preparation. And my biggest point of emphasis has been the preparation part in order to be able to go have confidence, whether it's in practice starting next week or in September when we get to play for real.
We're talking to Tennessee offensive coordinator and tight ends coach Alex Golish. And you mentioned a little bit earlier you joined Josh Heupel's staff before last season at UCF, obviously, came to Tennessee with him. What do you remember about that process of deciding to join the staff? Why did you want to? What has that been like since you started working with Josh Heupel?
Yeah, my situation was a little bit different just because I was the one new guy coming in there to UCF when that spot opened up a year ago. I was in a really, really good situation working for a really good friend of mine. And we had just spent 4 years turning a program around and really was an incredibly rewarding and fascinating process to get a program from not very good to uber competitive nationally. And so I did not have to leave. I really was not planning on leaving, and really a meeting with Coach Hype in Orlando and I think mutual interest there and him believing in me and giving me the opportunity to come and really learn from him, learn from that offensive staff, and giving me the ability to lead. And you know, he was intrigued by things we were doing, and that's the one unique thing about Coach Hype is there's this humble approach to everything where there's a constant growing process, both as a person, but in this context offensively, to where, man, we're literally 2 years ago finished first in the country in total offense, and said, man, we're not good at these two things. Let me go find somebody that is good at this that can help us grow, and statistically got better a year ago, which is really fascinating. So I think the humility from him, the ability to continue to grow and learn for myself professionally was the reason to go a year ago and leaving a really awesome situation that I was in. It was really hard, actually. I mean, incredibly hard for me, for my family, but super grateful that we ended up doing it. And obviously super grateful now for Hype believing in me a year into being there, that he felt that I deserved the opportunity to come here and lead this offense. And man, humbling and really, really exciting, and not a lot of sleep all in the same time. So really excited about it.
As you've been studying the SEC, and I know Coach Heupel had some comments on what it takes to win in this league at SEC Media Days last week, but what are some of the things that you've noticed offensively that you just have to be good at in this league if you're going to put together a winner or a championship caliber program?
Absolutely. SEC or not, I think it still comes down, football still comes down to fundamentals and being able to execute in situational football. The thing about the SEC when you flip that film on is the guys you're going against are as good as I've gone against and about as freaky as they come. So being really sound technically in what you're doing, fundamentally in what you're doing, and winning in situational football. I think that's in any conference you're in. I think just the caliber of coaches and the caliber of players combined is second to none. And obviously there's a reason why this conference is what it is. It's the players and the coaches and it's fascinating, but I think any level you're at, it's fundamentals and situational football. Being able to do the little things really, really well and winning on third down, winning in the red zone, and taking advantage of the opportunities you have. So obviously it starts with recruiting and then it's us putting our players in the best situations to win.
Hey, Alex, last thing, we'll get you out of here. Alex Golish, the offensive coordinator for Tennessee, also tight ends coach. And I don't know if you know this, but one of the all-time favorite sports talk caller questions is about throwing the ball to the tight end. what can you tell us about your position group there? What stands out about that group and then maybe its role in the offense?
Yeah, Josh, you know what's funny is when I started coaching the tight ends, I never knew that when I was lucky enough to get to this level, that the number one question I ever answer is how many balls will the tight ends catch this year? Like, I did not know that was like such a hot topic. Now I get here and the best tight end in the history of football and played here. And I knew I was so prepared. I walked by that Witten jersey my very first day here. I'm like, man, well, if they're going to ask about tight end catches anywhere, this has got to be it. So, Josh, I'm super prepared for your question.
good.
We are going to use the tight end, and anytime he's open, we're going to throw it to him. Really excited, though. It's a good group that's played quite a bit. I'm really excited about the young guys. But I'm excited about Jacob Warren and Prince Infante, these guys that had a chance to kind of get their feet wet a year ago. I think they're both going to take the next step on the field. Really excited about Miles Campbell as a young player. He is so green, but boy, he's getting it all and really soaking it all in and has really transformed his body. And so I think we're going to be fun to watch at that spot. We, knock on wood, can stay healthy and continue to develop through the next 6 days. It'll be really exciting. So they'll catch as many balls as the quarterbacks will throw to them, and as long as they do a good job getting open. So I was prepared, Josh. You weren't going to get me on that one.
There you go. I think
that was great.
You earned some points, though, with Tennessee fans because they were waiting for the answer. I think that was the right one.
No, I appreciate it.
Hey, Alex, good luck as you get ready for the start of camp next week. Yeah, only 35 days until from tomorrow until the season begins. So we appreciate you taking some time to join us today. Enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully we can do it again sometime down the road.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate y'all. Have a great day, and go Balls.